This is a special report from ABC News, Georgia High School Shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Heartbreak and outrage after a gunman shot and killed two students and two teachers today at Appalachie High School in Winder, outside Atlanta. Georgia Bureau of Investigations Director Chris Hosey says the suspect is 14 years old.
The shooter is in custody. His name is Colt, that's C-O-L-T, Gray. He is a 14-year-old student.
Authorities say they plan to charge him as an adult, but don't have a motive yet. The community now dealing with the shock. Barrow County Sheriff Judge Smith says he grew up in the area.
I never imagined that I would be speaking to the media in my career over something that happened today, the pure evil that happened today.
Nine others were injured and taken to the hospital, their injuries still unknown. Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail called the shooting senseless. Former President Trump offered condolences. This is ABC News. In Alaska, a story of survival for two dogs trapped in a home following a landslide last week.
Amid the loss and destruction from a deadly mudslide triggered by days of rain in the town of Ketchikan, this week geologists heard whimpering in the rubble. A full week after being trapped, two dogs were alive in a mangled home. Firefighter Crystal Schlieff found them in a small gap.
It was like a 3-foot crawl space. So I shimmied through that and then back up into that foot and a half void to the couch, and I saw eyes.
Firefighters were able to free the dogs and reunite them with their owners, who also survived. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Dangerous heat gripping the southeast all week, now stretching up and down the west coast. Portland, Oregon, expecting temperatures to top 100 degrees. Seattle in the 90s. Palm Springs could see the mercury reach 118. And L.A. could top 110 degrees. Many cooling areas are now opening. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkerscenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows of the mid-50 range with increasing clouds, south winds of 5. Thursday, clouds thickening as light snow light rain showers and some storms arrive by early afternoon, highs near 80. Thursday night, lows of 52, partly cloudy and partly sunny Friday, highs of 67.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona launched the 2024 back-to-school bus tour in Green Bay yesterday, visiting Jackson Elementary, then moving on to the Oneida Nation's Oneida Elementary, celebrating multicultural and bilingual programs at the schools.
That's part of the fighting for public education bus tours, making sure that we have well-resourced schools, well-funded schools, and supported schools. Multilingualism is a part of that. And it's also embracing students' native cultures, too. We come from different parts. That's the beauty of this experiment that is the United States of America.
This year's bus tour theme, Fighting for Public Education, highlights how school communities use the Biden-Harris administration's historic investments in public education to support students of all ages and backgrounds.
We want to make sure all students learn English at very high levels, but having another language or maintaining their native language prepares them for international career that does engage with other countries. They're going to have a leg up, right? We know the benefits of bilingualism cognitively. The brain science is pretty clear.
Cardona is touring Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania as schools start this week across the country. It's September, and whether your child returns to school this week or has been back to school for a couple of weeks already, now is the time to check in on their mental well-being. Recently released data on Wisconsin students' well-being shows persistent problems. More than half reported anxiety, more than a third reported feeling sad and hopeless every day for over 2 weeks, a mark of depression. A quarter of girls seriously considered suicide, and a fifth of high schoolers self-harm. Only a quarter of high school students get sufficient sleep every night. Getting the recommended amount of sleep at night is critical to mental health. Caregivers can prioritize the importance of sleep by removing all screens from bedrooms at night. Having screen-free bedrooms can also help reduce online bullying and unhealthy digital habits. The Wisconsin State Office of Children's Mental Health's Key Facts highlights the fact that more than half of high school girls say bullying is a problem in their school. 67% of girls report significant problems with anxiety, and sadly, about a quarter have seriously considered suicide. That translates to 93,000 high school girls who were feeling suicidal last year. Back-to-school time can be both exciting and stressful. First, adhere to sleep routines. Second, create or update your family's media plan, covering times and spaces that are screen-free. Third, identify extracurricular activities that provide in-person connections for your child. These might be music lessons, sports, or after-school clubs. OCMH Director Linda Hall says helping your student develop healthy routines and learn to cope with stress will set them up for a successful school year, as well as improve their mental health. The Child Mind Institute has a helpful back-to-school resource guide at childmind.org/resources/back-to-school, and OCMH has a variety of tools and support for families available online at children.wi.gov. Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns is a social work professor. He says it's true all the way down to local zoning laws.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Burns says voters should know that local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. He adds people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
And always let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. Thanks to new federal price caps, people on Medicare in Wisconsin can expect to save a lot of money on drug costs next year. David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin.
Medicare drug plan enrollees nationwide who reach the new out-of-pocket cap will see an added savings of roughly $1,500 or 56%.
Bowen says about 50,000 people in Wisconsin will benefit.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug cost will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D. Congressman Derek Van Orden visited ORC Industries yesterday to highlight the nonprofit's efforts to help those with disabilities get into the workforce. According to a WEAU report, the organization partners with companies like Ashley Furniture to help people with disabilities work on things like packing hardware packs. Congressman Van Orden said the program is vital to people with disabilities and gives them a chance to feel a sense of hope and dignity while developing skills, earning a paycheck, and creating new relationships. A Wisconsin lawmaker urges NFL and Packers to pull out of the Brazil game. Republican State Representative John Mako says not only should the game be played in the U.S. for safety, but also out of principle and moral obligation. Mako cites several issues, including a contentious election, censorship, and growth in crime for why the game should be moved. Friday's game between the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles at Corinthians Arena in Sao Paulo marks the first ever in South America. Police have identified the man arrested in the killing of a UW Whitewater student. 23-year-old Chad Richards was arrested Saturday in connection to the shooting death of 21-year-old Kara Welsh. Whitewater police responded to an apartment Friday night and found Welsh dead of multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators determined an argument between Welsh and Richards preceded the shooting. Richards faces charges including first-degree intentional homicide. Welsh was a national champion gymnast and two-time All-American for UW-Whitewater. A public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study conducted by Venture Architects will be held this evening. During this time, Venture Architects will present the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. This will be the first time anyone has heard the findings, including the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Beginning at 6 this evening at the White House Ramada Inn Banquet Room, Venture Architects will relay its findings to everyone in the community at the same time. A virtual option is also available for those needing it through the Richland County Government website. No future plans for the campus will be discussed this evening. The American Red Cross is urging you to make the gift of life through a blood donation. Due to an emergency blood shortage, blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Mineral Point Rescue Squad building. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to explore and hunt on public land this hunting season. Wisconsin has millions of acres of public land, and most are open to hunting. Time spent exploring and hunting these areas alone or with family and friends creates memories that last a lifetime. Hunters can search for and discover new public hunting areas using the DNR's mobile-friendly online public lands mapping tools. These tools provide information on state-owned properties, voluntary public access lands, and more. Public access lands tools show DNR properties in nearly all federal and county-owned lands. Hunters should confirm beforehand to verify hunting is allowed. The open managed forest law, forest crop law properties are also included. Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool helps hunters locate young aspen and alder habitat, woodcock and rough grouse hunting areas, pheasant stock public hunting grounds, and public access dove fields. Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program interactive map, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program provides landowners with financial incentives to open their properties year-round to the public hunting access. Hunters should read the guidelines for accessing voluntary public access properties. Once hunters have done their preliminary research online, the next step is to scout the habitat in search for wildlife sign. The DNR recommends hunters scout multiple options in case of changing weather conditions or added hunter pressure in a particular area. Hunters are reminded that public lands are for everyone, and it is likely that other hunters and recreational users could be on the property.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric tools and accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout modular storage system and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores May D. Gray, 94, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dolores May D. Gray, 94, of Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We had another sunny and summery feeling day today with high temperatures scraping 80 degrees. Winds are a touch breezy out of the south, and they'll stay that way tonight as clouds start to increase. Low temperatures will fall to the mid-50s and will still be warm tomorrow. In fact, high temperatures will reach the upper 70s and potentially flirt with 80 once again. Soak it up, because as those clouds thicken, light showers and some storms arrive by early afternoon and roll through our evening. It'll be a darker and damp one, but no severe weather is expected. As it winds down tomorrow night, we'll become partly cloudy and lows will fall to the low 50s. This is also the time when the winds are going to be shifting to out of the north, cranking in a much cooler and crisper air mass. In fact, for Friday, high temperatures are going to be cool and only reach the mid-60s. It'll be partly sunny, breezy, and feeling like fall. That trend continues into our Saturday. We'll be super sunny, but highs only reaching the upper 60s. Not to mention, overnight lows will be falling to near 40. This means early Saturday morning and Sunday morning, it's going to be quite chilly. You'll be needing a jacket in the morning and shedding it by the afternoon, because Sunday's highs climb to the mid-70s. It'll be a little bit warmer, and that trend continues. In fact, as we start next week off, it'll be clear and comfortable as seasonal temperatures return. Monday, highs near 80. Clouds start to increase on Tuesday, with chances of a few scattered showers or storms later in the day, but highs in the mid-80s. So yes, we keep getting that trend of the cooler weekends, which of course started on Labor Day, which of course September 1st was the official fall start in the meteorological world. The astronomical start, the fall equinox, is on September 22nd. But the trend is there, with the cooler weekends surging in and the warm-ups during the week. Take advantage of it. Especially because we still get to enjoy that summery feel until that cold front passes. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 79 degrees, our high today being 80 and our morning low 45. Yesterday we had a high of 78 and no precipitation. Record high for this day set in 1947 and 94, a record low 37 set in 1974. Last year on this day our high was 92 and our low 63. Sunset today will be at 7:32, sunrise tomorrow at 6:30. No precipitation today. The barometer is at 30.14 and northwest winds are at 4. Again, it's 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports, sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Milwaukee Brewers are back in action this evening, hoping to bounce back after a tough 7-4 loss to the Cardinals yesterday. The series is tied at 1 apiece. Pre-game less than an hour away, around 6:05 over on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. The Brewers remain 10 games ahead of second-place Chicago for first place in the National League Central. According to one service, the Packers are 3-point underdogs in the 2024 season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. The NFL opening week games on four different days starting Thursday, followed by the Packers-Eagles on Friday, then the rest Sunday and Monday. No changes have been announced, so it appears the game involving Green Bay will be the first ever NFL contest played in Brazil. The action is set to get underway at 7:15 in the evening on Friday. Green Bay's Christian Watson has shown he's capable of being one of the NFL's most potent deep threats when his hamstrings aren't bothering him. The issue has been his inconsistent availability. Watson has missed 11 games because of hamstring problems over his first two pro seasons. Watson made it through training camp healthy and is optimistic he has a better understanding of how to deal with his hamstring issues as the Packers get ready for their next big game.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
Bucks rookie guard AJ Johnson is opening some eyes during workouts this month in California. The 6'4" Johnson weighs just 167, but he has been holding his own against some NBA veterans. He's been on the court with established stars like Kevin Durant and Jalen Green. Sports Illustrated reports that one video posted online shows Johnson attacking 6'11" Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers for a slam dunk. ESPN reports the Badgers' second-week opponent, South Dakota, is a stronger team than Western Michigan. The sports website points out that FCS teams are rarely compared to FBS teams. The Broncos gave Wisconsin a hard challenge in the 28-14 opening game. The Badgers are still heavily favored to win against the Jackrabbits. Coach Luke Fickell's team is still ranked outside the top 25 in the coaches' poll released on Tuesday. And Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs will raise their championship banner and begin their quest to become the first team to three-peat in the Super Bowl era. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens owe them one. The NFL season kicks off Thursday night at Arrowhead Stadium with a rematch of the AFC Championship game. Despite leading the NFL with 13 wins last season, the Ravens fell short against the Chiefs, losing 17-10 at home. Jackson did end up winning the NFL MVP award for the second time in 5 years, but it was bittersweet after another playoff disappointment. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Tim Talk Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $175 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Vehicles, guns, ammunition, reloading equipment, sporting goods, and much more. Online only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hester. I have a great day.
Soybeans and corn are higher Wednesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on fund and technical buying. The USDA's national crop rating was down slightly on the week, but is holding above a year ago. Forecasts for much of the Midwest generally look dry into mid-month, and that could trim yields at least a little bit. November beans are up 9.5 at 1021.5. January's 9.75 higher at 1039.25. October bean meal was up 840 at 325.80. October soybean oil was down 76 points at 4072. Corn was modestly higher, monitoring late development conditions and early harvest activity ahead of next week's USDA production estimates. Most private yield projections are close to USDA's August guess, maybe down a little bit. December corn was up 3.5 at 412.75. March was 3.75 higher at 431. And wheat was up. 70% of the spring wheat crop is harvested, with quality issues in some areas, while winter wheat planting is just getting started. Export demand has improved, but Russia remains in control of the market. December Chicago was 14 higher at 580.75. December Kansas City was up 16.75 at 593. December Minneapolis wheat was 16.25 higher at 623.5. Live cattle were mixed, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Gremner will have more on that in a moment. October live was down 5 at 179.22. December was up 5 at 178.90. With that higher move in corn, October feeders were down $1.87 at 237.45. November feeders were down 145 at 235.17. And hogs were mixed on questions about sustained domestic demand. October was down 95 at 81.57. December lean was $1 at a dime lower at 72.70. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids and asking prices weren't established. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice up 93 cents at $3.1160. Select was 62 cents lower at $2.9939. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day modestly lower with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 23 cents with a weighted average of 78.67. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.25 lower with a weighted average of 77.76. The Western Corn Belt down 34 cents with a weighted average of 78.66. And estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, up 12,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley expects another one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill to be included in the temporary spending bill that Congress is likely to pass in the coming weeks.
I think we'd be better off if we had a five-year Farm Bill. That isn't going to happen.
The current Farm Bill extension expires September 30th. More news is next.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check-Off Check-In.
Farmer and board member James Giese joins us. National Corn Growers selects growers from across the country to serve on action teams, and you're on the ethanol action team. Tell us about that.
Well, the ethanol action team got me a lot more involved with ethanol, a lot more knowledgeable than I thought it ended up being. We look at different platforms for the ethanol to be sold on, traded, and study different uses for it as well. On the ethanol side of it, I guess I really enjoy how they elaborate on engines and usage and clean burning. We're dealing with the aviation fuel situation right now, hoping that turns into a large market for us. Right now, it's basically legislative, making sure we have the infrastructure for it, making sure that we have a sale for it. I mean, there's people saying they would take it, obviously, but saying one thing and doing is another. But I still think down the road, I think it's going to be where our markets end up, and hopefully we're some of the leaders in the pack to get it in the air.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Meteorologist says the mixed weather forecast is favorable for crop maturity and harvest progress across the Corn Belt.
At least through the middle of this month and possibly into the latter part of the month as well.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated tells Brownfield temperatures will get cooler heading into the weekend. Biofuel groups are still pursuing a federal fix for year-round E15. Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association says yearly summer waivers are not a long-term solution.
Next year, the springtime is going to be madness when it comes to E15, because if we get to the summer driving season and E15 is not legislatively fixed, then what happens?
Crush demand remains a bright spot for soybeans. USDA says 193 million bushels were crushed for meal and oil production in July 2024, 9 million more than June and 8 million above July of last year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Bleak Outlook. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. With an anticipated huge crop about to be harvested and plenty of old crop in the bin, market analyst Jamie Kohaki with Paragon Economics says it could be a bloodbath for farmers looking to sell this fall. He tells Brownfield there has been an uptick in export sales, and it's possible South America has a smaller than expected crop. More after this.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Brownfield during the Farm Progress Show near Boone, Iowa last week, Paragon Economics risk manager Jamie Kohaki said the market outlook is pretty bleak for corn and soybean growers.
We got a record crop waiting to come online, saw big numbers from Pro Farmer. It looks like pretty much anywhere but southern Minnesota does have a very, very good crop. Exports have ticked up. Hopefully those can keep up, but still the issue is managed money. They're still very, very short, close to being record short, and they really have no incentive to get out, I think, until at least we get probably halfway through harvest and actually see how big the crop is.
How would you describe the on-farm situation with old crop storage, and we've got this new crop coming on, and how this could all play out?
It could be a real bloodbath of commercials, you know, continuing to, you know, play the waiting game, widen the basis out, even though futures may go higher. But if you look at the spreads at times in corn, I mean, the pipeline is full. We got full carry in the market at times. And unless there's a weather issue down in South America where they may end up with a short crop and we would attract some more export business, you know, 420 corn looks to be about it, in my opinion, right now.
Yep. What's a farmer to do?
I mean, right now, I don't think you get short. I think we maybe have our seasonal lows, kind of this going into harvest in. I think 420 is the top. If you do get a short covering rally, $10 beans would be about it, and I would sell on to those levels.
The ethanol margins have been stronger, and there's regionally some strong basis out there. Do you see that fading away?
I do. I think we'll back off here. You know, we're going to have combines running, you know, in the south aggressively next week. You know, we start chopping silage in the north next week. So, yeah, I think the basis is widening out, and just bring it and take a beating and move on.
Is there a silver lining with export potential because of the lower prices in the U.S.?
Absolutely. We've been the cheapest on the world markets in corn and beans at times. The U.S. dollar has actually collapsed as well versus the yen. We saw that kind of bloodbath the last 2 weeks, and hopefully that will continue to work in our favor.
What else is important from a market perspective that we haven't touched on?
I mean, really just learning how to manage your risk. Store and ignore, get your gut feeling and sell when you feel like it or need cash. No way anymore. The markets are too wild. It's a global market. Get a plan. Know your break-evens. You know, make money when you can, not when you have to. And, you know, live to play to farm another year.
That's Jamie Kohaki with Paragon Economics, and I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Just about 20 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour, I do want to remind you that a blood drive is still coming up, and it will be on behalf of Impact Life on Thursday from 10 to 3 at the City of Reedsburg Ambulance in the training room. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are also welcome as space allows. You can schedule an appointment by calling 1-800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter.org. Or you can use the Impact Life mobile app. Back to music now, though, with some music by Lost Trailers, American Beauty.
Blush showing on your face, smell of the hairspray, Springsteen on the radio.
American spirit hanging out of his mouth.
just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
I'm learning to fly.
Learning to Fly with the Eli Young Band. Coming up, the Brewers will be in action tonight, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Pre-game not much longer now, starting at 6:05 over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Get ready for a week of fun, excitement, and endless entertainment at the Richland County Fair, running September 4th through the 8th. From thrilling rides at Mr. Ed's Magical Midway to mouthwatering fair foods, there's something for everyone. Check out the grandstand events like the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers on Friday night and an unforgettable concert by Ashley Ryan on Saturday. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day of exhibits, livestock shows, and contests. And don't miss out on the Children's Day Saturday with tons of activities just for kids, including the pedal pull and a little British showmanship contest. Daily gate prices are affordable at just $10 for adults and $5 for kids, with special discounts for seniors, military, and first responders on Saturday. Plus, enjoy half-off gate prices on Sunday. Don't miss the Richland County Fair, September 4th through the 8th. For more information, call 608-647-6859. The Richland County Fair.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Expectations too high for me. It's time to lift this world off of me. Break the chain.